You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was Aldous Harding there with The Barrel, and we are in studio with the crew from Gus Fisher Gallery. Kia ora, guys, how are you?
Kia ora.
Nice to have you up here this morning, on a weird morning, but we're just going to talk about some art and have a good time, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So we're speaking to you guys because there's this very exciting brand new reopening of the Gus Fisher Gallery that's happening. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and what your role at the Gus Fisher is? Because we were just saying off air, there's kind of this wild thing where you're reopening this huge gallery, and I think people think that there's like millions of people behind the scenes making this happen. It's just the three of you guys. So do you want to introduce yourselves and tell us what your role is there?
Yep, kia ora koutou. So I'm Lisa and I'm the curator of contemporary art. People think curators have quite an easy life, I think, you know, just doing lots of creative stuff, but I would say my role has that creative stuff, which is great, but also I process a lot of invoices.
Rock and roll.
I chase lots of contractors, you know, we pretty much do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that anyone throws at us, that's what a curator does.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa.
Kia ora. My name is Hannah. I'm the gallery assistant for Gus Fisher Gallery. I pretty much just do anything and everything that Lisa doesn't have time to do. So, yeah, processing invoices as well, doing general admin, all the logistics of sorting out exhibitions. Yeah, so.
And once the gallery opens, are you going to be the person that people will see when they first walk into the gallery? Are you going to be on the ground in the spaces? Is that how it works as well? Or
Sometimes I will be, yes. We've actually got an invigilator who's also going to be the front of house person for visitors. But yeah, sometimes I'll be out there as well.
Fantastic. Awesome. And Julia?
I think we need to also mention that, Lisa, you do a lot of good curating as well.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, so very good curating.
Amazing curating and working with so many artists and stuff. So my name's Julia. I am the Public Programs and Engagement Officer. So I'll be doing all the public engagement, all the public events, daily tours, getting schools in, tertiary in, community engagements, and also I'm doing a lot of marketing stuff in the lead up, and trying to create a lot of buzz.
So we've got a good mix of glamorous and not so glamorous jobs.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that you're all sharing the load of both of those things.
Absolutely.
As well, which is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So maybe Lisa, I'll ask you this question. So the Gus Fisher, do you want to give us a bit of an indication of what's been happening? So if people aren't familiar with the gallery, or they are and they have been wondering what's going on, what's been happening and what is special about this big reopening?
Yeah, so it's been closed to the public since last September, but behind the scenes there's been a huge amount going on, and it's been really exciting because, you know, we've got this amazing Grade 1 listed building, formerly Radio 1YA, then TVNZ, and we've really needed some essential maintenance works to the building itself, to the gallery, to make it kind of really beautiful and safe and accessible for the public. So a kind of refurbishment to that space has been happening, which has been a huge amount of work. I've not been physically doing it myself, but I've had an overview of everything, and you know, the support we've had has been fantastic. So that kind of physical work and changes has been happening. Then also we've been putting together what we feel as a team is a really inclusive and accessible and engaging but fun program for the gallery. So, you know, I think when I was on here before talking to you, I was in the kind of early stages then of putting together a kind of vision for the gallery that we feel would add something to the Auckland cultural scene, that would be working with artists, you know, having that connection to the university, but also really you know, thinking about the fact that art galleries aren't just kind of these site, or they don't have to be silent, static white cube spaces specifically for arts audiences, but they should mean something, and they should add relevance and meaning to everyone's lives, and, you know, really reach out to people all across the city. So that's what we've been doing. So it's quite a big task, but it's been really exciting, and I've just had the best team around me.
Sounds like a really cool kaupapa going into this as well. Lots of really good ideas underpinning the reopening of the space too. So Hannah, do you want to answer this one? I'm going sort of along the line here. when you guys have been sort of working on everything, you've come up with all these ideas of how you can make the space accessible, how you can make it something that's relevant and new, but, you know, not sort of coming in like a hard sort of, this is, you know, we're taking this space, we're making this, doing this thing. You're coming in with a sort of idea of acknowledging what's already gone before in these spaces. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about like the history of the building? Because I think that's a really interesting thing that you guys are acknowledging a lot in this reopening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so if you've ever walked up Shortland Street before, it's a really striking orange building just nestled amongst some skyscrapers. And it's quite clear that it's not like a building from the 80s or the 70s, like most of the buildings in Auckland CBD. So it was built and opened in 1935 as radio broadcasting studios for Radio 1YA, which was the national radio station that broadcasted through Northland and Auckland at the time. And then later on, it was taken over as television studios, and it was actually the site of the first television broadcast.
Wow.
In the country as well. So, yeah, it's got this amazing history. So it transitioned into broadcasting studios. It became the studios for South Pacific Television, which is now TV2. And then in the 1980s, TVNZ transitioned to their Hobson Street studios, where they're still based now. And so at that point, there were a whole bunch of recording artists like Dave Dobbin and Che Fu who took over the building and used the recording studios there to live record some of their studio albums.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so it took on another layer of history as well. And then, the university bought it in 2000 to turn into a performing arts studio and gallery space. Yeah,
amazing. So it's a really layered history there. Lots of really significant touchstones for media in New Zealand, which
absolutely.
I find really interesting as well. But also for cultural history too. So that's
definitely.
Like a very, very deep pool that you can dive into there. Julia, I'm looking at you now. So how are you guys pulling this into the opening and the first sort of programming you've got with the reopened space? Because I know that is a big current through what you're talking about now.
Yeah, so Lisa has really pulled, well, you can probably talk about your curatorial practice and having lots of heavy film artworks.
So we really want to kind of remember our pioneering history as former radio and TV studios and remind the public of that, because, you know, we should all feel really proud of this history in Auckland. So artistically, we will have a strong thread of artist film, which will run through all of the programmes, all of the exhibitions we do and the public programmes as well. So that won't be, you know, our sole focus, but that will be a continued thread that audiences will see when they come to the gallery. And also, you know, the spaces are perfect for showing film as well. So, and, you know, they've got really thick, solid walls to kind of hold in all of that sound. So, you know, I feel like, you know, over the past few months, I hope, you know, that the vision we've come up with for the gallery is not only suiting the gallery, but it's also going to bring something unique and distinct so people know that the Gus Fisher Gallery will be offering this and come and enjoy it with us.
Sounds fantastic. And so in terms of that opening weekend, what kind of things are going to be happening? How are people going to be able to head along, and what are they going to be able to see and do?
So we reopen to the public for our celebration exhibition opening on Friday the 5th of April from 5:30 to 8:30. And obviously we're going to provide free food and drinks, so come along for that.
Nice.
And we will be having a karakia from our Deputy Pro Vice Chancellor Māori, Michael Steedman. Followed by, I'm really excited about this, poetry reading by Tai Tibble, who's just been nominated for the Ockham Book Awards.
Oh, has she? That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I love her poems.
I know,
so cool.
I'm so excited that Lisa was able to get her up. And then followed by a performance by Dance Plant Collective as well. We thought they were really suitable because they do contemporary dance performances that kind of respond to the cyclical nature of our city, and that's really what partly what the exhibition is about. And then the next day, on Saturday, our official first open day to the public will be open from 10 till 4. We will have some complimentary tote bags for some of our first visitors. And so, we're really cognizant of the fact that contemporary art can be quite a threatening space or intimidating space, or lots of people think, oh, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to break down those boundaries and say, this space is for you. It's not for us, it's for you. So we're going to try and make it a space, normalize kind of talking, discussion, all sorts of communities. Families are welcome in the space. You're allowed to talk loudly in the space. You don't have to be quiet. We're going to be providing complimentary coffee from Kōkako Coffee. And we're going to have a nice little library area where you can research more about the artworks. And from 11 till 12, Lisa's going to be in discussion with some of the artists who've created new works for us. So that's Aroha Novak, Emily Hartley Scudder, and Hikaru Clark. And we're going to have some free donuts as well from Little on Friday for everyone.
Yum.
And then in the
You're bribing people with food.
Yes. Yeah.
Donuts and art, you can't resist it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a dream combo, really.
And then in the afternoon from 1 till 3, we've hooked up with our neighbours, the Gentry. They're a little barbershop right next door to us. So part of We're Not Too Big to Care is being responsive to the fact that we're this small gallery surrounded by big corporates. Mm. And we want to kind of connect to the other small little businesses dotted around us that are in service to these large corporations. Mm. So the Gentry next door, tiny little barbershop, really cool guys who work there who, are in service to these big corporations. And we're also aware of the fact that in this kind of late capitalist culture we live in, there's this pressure for grooming in men. So it's this like corporate burden.
Yeah,
but it's also a process of self-care. So we want it to be available for free in the gallery because we're aware that there's also a lot of people around us from low incomes and students who might not be able to afford that luxury.
Mm.
So we want to provide it for them for free with some fun coffee and cool art around.
Fantastic. That sounds like a really, really lovely lovely way to open a space as well, and to be like, this is who we are. We're not completely changed. We're really acknowledging our history and where we've come from, but we're doing things a bit differently now, and we're going to really make an effort to be this community-focused space, which I think is really awesome. So I think we might play a song now, and then we might come back and talk a little bit about some of the artists who are involved in the first sort of program that you've got on for the year. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, let's play some Kiwi Junior. This one's on your A rotates.
This boy knows I hate it. it automatic.
That bit where it pauses at the end there is an actual nightmare for DJs. I was like, oh my god, the song has finished and there's still 15 seconds on the screen. What's happening? It's fine, guys. It's fine. It's just music. Give myself a heart attack being like, oh my god, why is nothing playing? Anyway, good morning. Good morning, everyone out there in Tamaki Makaurau and beyond who's tuned in. We've got the crew from Gus Fisher Gallery down on Shortland Street speaking to us about their grand reopening, We're Not Too Big to Care. And we're going to speak a little bit about your first exhibition. So we've spoken about the opening, we've spoken about the kaupapa that's underlying what you guys are doing. So Lisa, do you want to tell us a little bit about the first show?
Yeah. So I suppose our vision really is with our exhibitions is to ensure that they are kind of socially responsive. We want to create exhibitions that, you know, thematically resonate with what's happening more broadly and with people who may not, you know, be familiar with the artists as well. So that's the kind of curatorial ethos. And the first show is called We're Not Too Big to Care. And it's actually a slogan taken from a Foursquare advertisement in 1984. I do very bizarre research, so, you know, bear with me. So I was really interested in, you know, in terms of kind of, you know, the Gus Fisher Gallery kind of having a rebirth, I was kind of interested, you know, coming from the UK, starting this role, you know, doing lots of kind of research about kind of Auckland and getting to know my surroundings. I was really interested in the fact that, you know, we're in the heart of the Central Business District, which is quite odd for an art gallery, really.
Yeah, it is.
And we kind of stick out like a sore thumb on that road, which, you know, I think is probably a good thing. and so the first show looks at the fact that Shortland Street was Auckland's first commercial street as well, and how really the surroundings have, you know, hugely changed since the opening of the building in the 1930s. And also, We're Not Too Big to Care, I found, you know, I was watching these kind of old TV adverts online, and that one really, the slogan really stuck out to me because it feels so resonant on both an individual level but also an institutional level. And it's something that kept kind of, you know, going over in my mind and thinking, well, actually, you know, not only is this, you know, a good statement to make for our first exhibition, you know, we really mean it, and also it's the kaupapa as well. So using the kind of the Foursquare slogan, that also connects to kind of politically, you know, I was thinking about how we are very much getting kind of crushed by kind of globalization and kind of commercial desire, and thinking about our, you know, Shortland Street itself, you mm-hmm. know, we're kind of stuck in between these huge kind of towering business, you know, huge buildings, and, you know, what's happening up there, this kind of distance, you know, and how can we reach out and say, you know, we're not too big to care, and therefore you should be as well. And so that's the ethos really to the first show, and it's kind of pivoting around a film by Chow Fei, a Chinese artist, and it's a work called Asia One that was commissioned by the Guggenheim in New York. She's one of my favourite artists. I think her work and her film work very much speaks to our contemporary climate in a really meaningful way. And the film was shot in the world's first fully automated warehouse in Kunshan, China. And it really looks at kind of mass production and the kind of impact on the individual. And for me, that was a real starting point to really think about how that impacts us individually and how we become, kind of swept up in this kind of corporate mantra that we may not be fully aware of. So really the Chow Fei film was a real kind of starting point for me, and I've built the exhibition around that film. Looking at also, you know, being British, connecting it to, you know, politically thinking about the, you know, the Thatcherist era in the UK, which no one really wants to remember because it was really horrendous. And we're showing a work by the Duve brothers called Blue Monday, which very much looks at, you know, kind of that kind of political moment, and then also how that connects to New Zealand as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the UK at the moment, you've almost got this kind of cyclical motion where, you know, it's very similar to what was happening back in the 80s, you know. So I'm kind of pointing that out through the show. And then we've got new commissions by quite a few artists as well, responding to different aspects of consumerism, kind of the neoliberal kind of Rogenomics era as well. So it's going to be a really mixed show, mm-hmm. very full, very vibrant, quite loud.
That's what we like.
Colourful, just like me, really.
You guys should see Lisa's dress right now. It's,
oh God.
It's orange and green and red and it's amazing. It's very floral and I'm very much enjoying it.
I wore it for you, Rachel.
Thank you. But I do like the idea of having a big, loud show. That's kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier, Julia, about art galleries don't need to be these cold, white cubes, these quiet spaces. They you know, there's a space for that. There's, you know, you need quiet reflection spaces as well. But actually, I think allowing people to just be comfortable and be their normal selves in an art gallery is a really big thing as well. Because I think people feel like they sometimes have to be in art gallery mode when they go into an art gallery. And no, you can chat to your friends in there. You can have a laugh. You can, you know, I love when little kids are, you know, whispering to each other or something. I'm like, just chat,
yeah,
just talk. It's all good.
Yeah. Anyone.
No.
No shushes.
No shushing. No shushing in the gallery. But that sounds like a really fantastic first way to open. I think that's a lovely way to open your doors and welcome people in. Thank you guys so much for popping in today. So do you want to remind us of the dates and times for the reopening,
yes.
Julia?
So the opening night is Friday the 5th of April. That's in a few weeks. From 5:30, and then Saturday we've got lots of things on. So that's Saturday the 6th of April, there's going to be Art and Donuts at 11, and then free barber cuts from 1 till 3, open to everyone, all welcome. And we've got a full public program going on from them. So the next thing after that, Lisa's doing a curator's tour on Friday the 12th of April, mm-hmm. and then after that we've got a great panel discussion on gentrification in Auckland on Wednesday the 17th of April with Anthony Burt, David Hall and Jade Kake, and that'll be really cool.
Fantastic. Well, we will remind everyone of those dates and times in the art guide at the end of the show, but thank you all for coming up this morning. Hope you all have a lovely, lovely Sunday afternoon. We're going to play a Kigaku Moyo track. This is Gatherings.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.